Gấu rồi. Rồi gấu rồi gấu, 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 the normal position, to come to normal position. That is. If anything abnormal, I am delivering them to come to a normal position. I take the name of what I say, if anything is anything defective, please set me right again. Perhaps with this idea, when I go to the moon, I cry like that. Should I say anything wrong? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Guru Rishu Guru. There is just one slok, and it is passing in the name of Vyasadev. After, when I was in Chittagong, I was delivered lecture according to Bhagavatam, the Brahmins, they are all Shankarites, Mayavadi. I tried to establish here, no personal God is above Brahma, in this Sri Gita. One Brahmin stood up with this slok. A slok I don't remember. Anyhow, it is mentioned there that after the producing all the Puran, and the, including Srimad Bhagavatam, the Vyasadev lost. He spoke this slokam. The subject matter is such that you are so big, you are infinite, and I have in the words I have increased you, that you are such, your root is such, your gun is such. I have depicted all these things in Purana. You have the infinite, I have taken within the finite relation, finite description, and this and that, so many things. So I beg forgiveness to you. The Vyasadev, he begged forgiveness. That so infinite I have put him in a cage. So our words are all finite. The meaning is also finite to us. And we are trying to make a delivery with the help of those finite words and finite meaning. What is this? This is a pun. But still we cannot but do according to our position. Position, the infinite can, that might say, if infinite cannot make himself to make himself known to finite, he is no infinite. You know, the basis of that. If he takes the rein of my flow, it is all right. And whenever my mundane touch in feet, of course it cannot but be mundane. Gaur Hari Bol, 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 Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Sharanagata. Once in Assam. Her book Gauriya Math Prabhupada went to install duties there. Generally, Shakti Maharaj does all those things. But at that time, I was requested to perform the necessary things before Prabhupada goes and enters the temple, and he performs his puja. And then the door is open, the Bhagavan is there, Krishna is there in the yard. I decorated the throne, the deities, everything. And that was placed in a high position. And I thought that Prabhupada would have some trouble to go up and put Tulsi on the feet of the deity. So I placed Tulsi also, everything, without uttering any mantra. The whole thing I finished and came out. And then Prabhupada went in. I did not know that it was his nature, his custom, that he puts Tulsi Chandan on the foot of the deity, and thereby he invite deity to be there to the public. I did not know that. I put the Tulsi out. Finished everything without uttering any mantra. On the hand transaction, I did. Prabhupada went and came out, sitting and doing something, came out and told. The deities themselves have appeared here out of their own accord, as if he had not to invite them. Of their own accord, they have come here, appeared here. That was his remark coming out. Then Kunjabhu Tirtha Maharaj, he came to ask me silently, "Have you put Tulsi on the foot of the deity?" "Yes, but without any mantra." "Why?" "I do not know, and there is a troublesome thing. I consider that put Tulsi to do anything that is very troublesome for Prabhupada. Is on the higher, in such a position it was placed. So whatever to be physically done, I have finished, but without any uttering any mantra." Anyhow, it is finished there. Then when in the meeting delivering lectures, Prabhupada second time repeated that the deities in this mode have appeared out of their own accord. I was frightened, and then I have done a great wrong. Then also what to do? Some repentance came without knowing it fully well how. I was bold enough to enter the room that night. Mortified, but did not speak anything. Then Prabhupada came to Calcutta, and myself and this Madan Maharaj, the Vaikri Brahmachari at that time, a party came to my Mansingh. Then we found in Nadia Prakash an article, and there also it is mentioned that the deities in Assam Math, Sarva Gauriya Math, has appeared of their own accord. Then I was very much depressed. I wrote a letter to Prabhupada. I have done a great offense. Please forgive me. I did not know. Unknowingly I have done, but you must forgive me. Otherwise I have nowhere. Then he replied in a letter, গৌধরী বৌ নিবেদিতা আত্ম ব্যক্তির কোন অপরাধ নয়, ওয়ান হু হ্যাজ সারেন্ডার্ড হি হ্যাজ গট নো অপরাধ।